says in Nectar of Instruction, he quotes this verse, Divyam Jnanam Yato Dadyat Kuryas Papasya Sankshayam. And then he says that a disciple should be eager for acquiring transcendental knowledge on one hand. On the other hand, you should be eager to be freed from material enjoyment. These two things he says. A disciple should be aspiring to make spiritual progress by acquiring transcendental wisdom. You should be very inquisitive for knowing about the transcendental truths by approaching the spiritual master. At the same time, you should be becoming freed from the desire for material enjoyment. So these two are said to be the conditions for one who is going for Diksha and subsequently making spiritual progress in spiritual life. There is no other purpose, Prabhupada says. This is the actual purpose. So, amongst all the gift that the spiritual master offers to the devotee, the greatest gift is the holy name. As Prabhupada says in one of the purports in the section where Devahuti is rendering service to Kardama Muni, Prabhupada says, by rendering service, one gets many graces of the Lord. Different types of graces. One of the type of grace is that one develops a great taste for the Vasudev Katha. Or one develops a great relish for the Krishna Katha and Krishna Upadesh. That is one type of grace. So another grace also is to develop gratitude for this gift of the holy name. So two things are very important in spiritual life, gratitude and servitude. When there is gratitude, there is servitude also. Subsequently. So, if somebody feels no gratitude, that means there's a lack of grace in his heart. So the gratitude and servitude, they follow one by one. So when one becomes inquisitive for acquiring transcendental knowledge, then when one approaches the transcendental knowledge, it sinks in the heart of the aspiring transcendentalist. And then he gets the vision of Shastra Chakshu, or the ability to see the world from the viewpoint of the Shastras, or from the viewpoint of Krishna, how he wants us to see it. Everything, all that we see around us. The real truth is the Shastric truth. So, then when the world is seen from that point of view, then naturally one's thoughts, one's speech, one's actions, they all become altered according to the Shastra Chakshu with which one sees the world. And amongst all the things that a disciple does, the most important thing is accepting this gift of the holy name offered by the spiritual master. Because just like when you feel terribly sick, you go to a doctor, and our mind is very restless, our body is very painful, and we are eager to get rid of the disease. Similarly, a disciple carrying multifarious anarthas of this material world in the heart should consider himself a candidate for purification. That's very important. When you approach the spiritual master, who's like a doctor. And then when he administers the medicine, like giving the holy name as the greatest gift, and by accepting the holy name gratefully and sincerely, kintu adarat anudinam kalaseva jushta, approaching it very respectfully, then just as the medicine takes effect in the body of the patient, similarly, the holy name takes effect in the heart. What is the proof? Prabhupada says the test of advancement is freedom from desire for material enjoyment. That is the fever, is the desire for material enjoyment. That fever should be reducing gradually. And as the disciple practices chanting the holy name, when the fever of material enjoyment reduces, then his gratitude in his heart also starts increasing more and more. When he sees the result, just like you go to a doctor, he has cured you, you go and tell 10 other people, I went to this doctor and he gave me this medicine, now I am all right now. Now I am freed from this problem. My body is hale and healthy. We tell others, and that is preaching. When you are cured of the disease of material enjoyment, when our heart blossoms in Krishna consciousness, then our vision becomes cleared. then we can see everything spiritually, which Shastra Chakshu. And when we feel blissful, then we tell others, then we preach. So, the most important aspect of all these things we are talking now is accepting this gift of the holy name given by the spiritual master very gratefully. Harinam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble